Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
Yodel-ay-yo, it's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodel-ay, yodel-ay-yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. And now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airways once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats. Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers. And Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to saddle up and join Riders in the Sky for high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Yodel-ay-yo, every buckaret and buckaroo. There's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, mighty fine, and a great big Western howdy. Riders in the Sky, America's favorite cowboys. Glad to be here on appearance number 1,823 in our long and semi-illustrious career. Glad it could be at Riders Radio Theater. Let me take a moment to introduce Riders in the Sky to you before we continue with our program of the best in Western music. Over to my left, your right, as you look into your radio this afternoon or evening, the young gentleman who plays the string bass on our ranch, sings the melody in our trio, and rides drag in the roundup. Ladies and gentlemen, the player to be named later in the Wayne Gretzky trade, Too Slim.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Thanks, Ranger Doug. Gosh, great to be here. Thank you. Yes, I've married an actress from Edmonton, and we'll be moving there shortly to pursue her career. It's a great break for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Slim. And of course, to my right, that's your left, just past the glowing green dot at the center of your radio dial, His Royal Majesty, Woody Paul, the King of the Cowboy Fiddlers.
Thank you, friends. Keep your seats, please. Please keep your seats. Thank you, friends. Thank you so very, very much. And it's my honor and privilege to introduce the man known from border to border and cheek to cheek across this great, wide, and wonderful land of ours as the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Take a look at the sky where the whippoorwill trills, and the mountain so high where the cataract spills. Take a look at the falls and the rippling rills. Hear the wanderlust call of the whispering hills, the rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills. The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills. The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills. Let me live on the range where the tumbleweeds grow. Let the silver sand change where the prairie winds blow. Let the wanderers sing where the wanderers go. Let his melody ring, for he's happy, I know. The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow. The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow. The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow. Let me follow the trail where the buffalo roam. Let a silver cloud sail where the setting sun shone. Let the lobo wolf wail in a broken heart tone. Let it storm, let it gale, still the prairie's my home. A broken heart tone, the setting sun shone, the buffalo roam. A broken heart tone, the the setting sun shone, the buffalo roam.
Everybody sing with us.
The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills.
Come on, let's sing along.
The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow.
You got it.
A broken heart tone, the setting sun shone, the buffalo roam.
The prairie's mine.
Riders Radio Theater returns right after this important message from the folks at the Mammoth Marketing Corporation.
This consarn nail, this doggone hammer just won't pull it out.
Stand back there, drywall, and let's do it this way.
Wow, I got that nail right out of there, all right.
It certainly did, Saddle Pals. What we're talking about here is the incredible new Mammoth Toolkit in a Holster and Bunkhouse Motivator. Yes, buckaroos and buckarettes, this amazing new product is the answer to literally thousands of bunk household problems. Listen to this thought-provoking demonstration.
Hey, Milo, will that thing put away normal bunk household pests like it did that nail?
Yeah, you got that right. Let's try it on that little cockroach over there, huh?
Oh boy, a little cucaracha sure seen his last sundown. She might have ricocheted a little fire into that lazy cat, too, didn't it?
Yes, Saddle Pals, the Mammoth Toolkit and a Holster, a very effective exterminator, too. It doesn't spread around some flowery spray. No, it kills them dead. Now, you're probably already thinking that a tool like this is worth its weight in gold. But wait, there's more. Friends, are you considering central air conditioning for your home or office? Have you priced those babies lately? Don't throw away your hard-earned dineros on overpriced, inefficient, energy-squandering cooling appliances. The Mammoth Marketing Toolkit and a Holster is all the AC you'll ever need. Listen to this.
Boy, it's kind of stuffy in here, ain't it, Milo? I think I'll open up a couple of windows.
Yeah, I heard that. Hey, sit down there, drywall. I'll just take care of that problem with these toolkit in a holster.
Whoa. Boy, that's a lot better. Feel that soothing cross ventilation.
Ready to buy at any price, aren't you? But there's even more. Feast your ears on this.
Yeah, kind of quiet around here, huh? Hey, play me some music on that fiddle, huh?
Well, I don't think I feel like it today, Milo. I don't even know where the dang thing is. It's out of tune anyway.
Hey, you. I guess you need a little motivation, huh?
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, I like
that.
It
ain't out of tune either.
Yeah, hey, how about dancing now?
I really don't feel like doing
no
that.
No, dance,
now.
I said.
What?
Dance!
Dance, dance, dance the night away. Yes, indeed, music lovers, the Mammoth Marketing Toolkit and a Holster is also a wonderful home entertainment center.
Yeah, you'd find out. Play that fiddle and dance and play that harmonica, too.
What?
Yeah.
You can't do
all
that.
All of them at once,
that's
yeah.
That's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. You got that right.
Millions of these amazing items were sold at the incredibly low price of $129, and people thought they were getting a great bargain. But if you act today, I'll send you yours for only $9.99. Stupendous deal, isn't it a great buy? But wait, there's even more. If you act by midnight Saturday, we'll include, absolutely free, the marvelous new Mammoth Marketing Toolkit in a holster. No more wondering and worrying about where to put your toolkit in a holster. Just slide it into your genuine simulated Corinthian leather toolkit in a holster. So don't delay. Order now, or...
To get your amazing new toolkit and a holster for only $9.99 and your toolkit and a holster absolutely free. Don't delay. Call 1-900-HOLSTER or 1-900-TOOLKIT today. And remember, these are not toll-free calls. And now we return to Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over Border Radio. Thank you so much, Texas Bix. Well, it's time for our folklore corner here. We have a renowned folklorist in our group, as many of you know, and Too Slim has spent a good bit of this last week researching the folklore in our native Middle Tennessee area.
Right you are, Ranger Doug. I happened to go today to the center of Tennessee culture.
Really? Right here in Nashville?
Close by, Joelton, actually.
Joelton?
I went to the Joelton Academy of Folk Arts and Sciences.
The what?
It's right behind the CJ's Quick Stop there on Clarksville Highway. Kind of behind the little barbecue thing and the cricket bin that they have there. Uh-huh. You ask for Dwayne and they show you right back. And it turns out that Joelton settled apparently thousands of years ago by the Scots people. I guess they came over on the land bridge and it reminded them of home, so they settled here. Then, of course, the climate changed and the land bridge sank, leaving them primitive and isolated where they remain to this day. It's a...
Wait a minute. Joelton is not a Gaelic word.
No, McJoelton.
Thank you.
As it was known in the old days.
I see. McJoelton. What did it mean? Meaning
land of the void. land of the landfill, actually, is.
I see.
Apparently, it's a new translation, but it's...
Well, did you pick up any tidbits of folk culture or life as
Yes, folk culture, Ranger Doug. They found caves there, and they found drawings of slugs on the sides of these caves.
Oh, come.
Yes, and apparently they built their culture around slug salting.
What?
Yes, the salting of the slug.
That's disgusting.
Who are we to judge, Ranger Doug? They apparently would take a virgin slug and put it in a huge... Of course, those days are over. But
yes?
Put it in a huge ring, and they'd gather around and salt the slug and sing this song. Can I do the slug salting anthem?
This is public radio, and folk music is well accepted.
Well, great. All right, I'll do it. If anybody's here from Joelton, let's all join hands and sing it out. When first I came to Joelton, my fortune there to find, I met some jolly countrymen, on barbecue we dined. The talk soon turned to manly sport, while the Budweiser we chugged. But they said, lad, you hanna live till you have salt the slug. They raised high their shakers full of Morton's finest grain. We crept out to the garden damp to there begin the game. I watched each creature swell and pop to thrill me to the core. And every slug did learn that night that when it rains it pours. No, I thought that was the end too.
There's more.
So if you're air in Joelton, quaffin' chili brew and hearty lads and lassies fair, do salt a slug or two. Pray join the Spartan company, forsaking sex or drugs. God bless us jolly salters and take pity on the slug. Yeah! Wow.
That's folklore.
That's folklore. Gee, that belongs to everybody.
Every day along about evening, when the sunlight's beginning to pale, I ride through the slumbering shadows along the Navajo Trail. When it's nighttime and the crickets are calling and the coyote is making his wail, I dream by the flickering fire along the Navajo Trail. Love to lie and listen to the music while the wind is drumming a sagebrush guitar. And over yonder hill the moon is climbing. It always finds me wishing on a star. What do you know? It's morning already. There's a dawning so silvery pale. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail. It's time to climb into my saddle and ride the Navajo Trail.
And now, Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 3 of Meltdown on the Mesa. As faithful listeners will recall, disaster after disaster have struck our intrepid trio and their faithful sidekick. Their herd was lost in a mysterious stampede. Then their luxurious fleece-lined bunkhouse was engulfed in flames, and it appeared their beloved sidekick was lost in the fire. Miraculously, he was found alive and well under a horrible blob of biscuit dough.
The hardest substance known to man.
It was right after this that Side Meat revealed a truly incredulous plan.
It's my SDI.
Your SDI? What's that, Side Meat?
Side Meat's Defense Initiative.
Meanwhile, on the Rimrock high above, the immensely evil duo of Charlie and Slocum prepared an initiative of their own.
Come on, Charlie. Boss.
Right, boss. There it goes.
We got it. Let's see how these cornball cowboys hold up under an avalanche of rock and roll.
Of course, Slocum, as evildoers often do, was making a serious mistake. An avalanche is a large mass of snow, ice, and other material in swift motion down a mountainside. Therefore, as Too Slim was quick to point out, what Slocum and Charlie had started was not an avalanche, but...
A circus train!
It was a landslide, Too Slim.
Oh, right.
Texas Bix, can we get back to the story now, please?
Of course you can, Ranger Doug.
Thank you. If we can get to the horses, we can outrun the avalanche or landslide, if anyone remembers what I'm talking about.
Well, I remember what you're talking about, Ranger Doug, but it's no use. We'll never make it.
Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
It's time to find out, Too Slim, as we present episode 3 of Meltdown on the Mesa. As the dust settles, it reveals 1,000 tons of rock and boulder covering the famed old Triple X.
Come on, Charlie. Let's go down and bury any survivors.
Right, Slocum. Survivors.
Are there any survivors? To find out, we must go deep, deep, and deeper still into the craggy sandstone mass that carpets the once peaceful Triple X ranch. There in the heart of the rockfall, in a dark, cramped, hollow space, all is silent. Or is it?
Slim! Slim, is that you? Are you all right?
Yeah, Ranger Doug, I'm okay. Is that you, Woody?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, it's you all right.
Thanks, Slim.
We're all here then. Except Side Meat.
Side!
Oh. Can you hear me? Look around for him, boys. He was right next to me when the landslide hit.
Hit is right. Hey. Everything hurts except my head.
Hey. I can understand that. Your head's always been a marvel to me.
Thanks, Slim. Well, I wonder why we weren't all pounded into pancakes.
Yeah, I guess we were sure lucky. Right, Ranger Doug?
Well, not exactly lucky, too, Slim.
What do you mean, Ranger Doug?
Well, Slim, as every ranger knows, a little-known geological phenomenon occurs within a sandstone landslide in Tumbleweed Valley. It's much like the eye of a hurricane. As this landslide approached, I did a quick radar yodel and calculated precisely where to stand.
I remember you calling all of us to your side.
Right you are, Slim. When these landslides peak, as I ascertained this one was about to, the slide epicenter forms a cramped cavern of calm, and that's where we are now. Oh!
Where you going, you bingo?
Side me!
Of course it is. Who'd you think it was? Amelia Earhart?
We were afraid we'd lost you, old pal.
No, I've been right here the whole time. I fell on this bag of biscuits and knocked myself out. I come to a while ago, and I've just been sitting here, gathering my thoughts.
Gathering your... That probably didn't take too long.
Well,
now that we're all here... Let's spread out and see if we can find a way out of this.
Great idea, Ranger Doug.
Thanks, Nolan.
Meanwhile, unaware of the Riders in the Sky's heroic search for freedom, two sinister figures, stooped and crabby beneath the hot western sun, scrabble down the face of the fractured rimrock to gloat over their murderous deed.
Come on, Charlie. I want to get down there and gloat.
Yeah.
Boy, some avalanche, eh?
Boss, weren't you listening to Texas Bix? Listen, it wasn't an avalanche.
Shut up, Charlie. Shut up and scrabble.
Right, boss. Right.
Meanwhile, far below and morally miles away from these crabby crooks, Riders in the Sky assess their situation.
Okay, let's see what we've got. Woody, what's over there?
Looks like about 750 feet of sandstone, Ranger Doug.
Slim?
No way out here, Ranger Doug.
Side? Side Meat? Not again. Side Meat?
No, I'm over here.
I found an old chest or something. I can't tell what it is in the dark.
No.
Well, hang on there, side meat. Fortunately, just before the landslide hit, I had time to grab my official Ranger lantern.
Great thinking, Ranger Doug.
Thanks, Slim. It's that kind of thinking that's made me the idol of American youth. Let's just turn it on and see what we've got here. Looks like an old trunk of some kind.
Sure does.
Must have been buried in the rim rock and the slide brought it down. Woody, how old do you think it is?
Well, let me see here, Ranger Doug. I can run a quick carbon test on it. I'd say it's between about 400 and 500 years old. I'm sorry I can't be more specific than that, Ranger Doug.
That's fine, Woody. You've done the best you could.
Let's bust that lock off and open her up. I'll bet she's full of Spanish gold.
Stand back. I got my tool kit and a holster here on me, fellas.
I don't know. I feel like we're tampering with something best left dead and buried.
Huh? Dead? Buried?
Good thinking, Slim. Perhaps we should examine it more carefully before we open it up.
Give me that tool kit and a holster. I'll show you how to examine it more carefully.
Oh, hey, hold on there, side
meat. Wait, side meat.
Oh, I got the lock off. Now let's just open her up and get a gander at them riches.
Yeah. Oh, no. Ah, what's that eerie light?
What's that unearthly sound? A high-priced synthesizer effect?
Not on our budget, Slim. It's an osterizer.
What? An osterizer effect? Good heavens, is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
Is this the end of Riders in the Sky?
That's what I said.
What will be revealed by the eerie light? And what is the osterizer effect? Tune in next week for the next exciting episode of Meltdown on the Mesa, when you'll hear Charlie say,
"Boss, should I leave it on Pew Ree?"
And you'll hear Slocum say,
"Nah, jack it up to liquefy."
And your old partner, Texas Big Spender, say, "You're listening to Riders Radio Theater." And now, here again are America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky, with a classic of the West.
Thank you, Texas Big Spender. Thank you so much. This week, we're sending out our classic of the West to Little Johnny Sandage, who listens to Riders Radio Theater over on KUSP in Santa Cruz, California.
Whoa, Santa Cruz.
Shades of night are falling as the winds begin to sigh. And the world is silhouetted against the sky.
Shadows on the trail, blue moon shining through the trees, and the plaintive wail from the distance comes a drifting on the evening breeze. Move along, blue shadows, move along. Soon the dawn will come and you'll be on your way. But until the darkness sheds its veil, there'll be blue shadows on the trail. Dawn will come and you'll be on your way. sheds its veil, there'll be blue shadows on the trail. Shadows on the
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes, it looks like we have a little bit of extra time in this show, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about Two Slims Mercantile, or in fact, have Two Slims tell you about it.
I'd be glad to, Ranger Doug. You know, Two Slims Mercantile is a little wagon that follows the herd wherever we go, where you can buy all the Riders in the Sky t-shirts and sweatshirts, the humane alternatives to branding. Yes, you're saying, how can the folks come, can they come right here to the bunkhouse and buy the stuff? Well, there's no need for that, Ranger Doug, because I've come up with the Two Slim Blue Light order form. Yes, in answer to thousands of requests. If folks just write to me, I'll be glad to care of Riders Radio Theater. I'll be glad to send them a Riders in the Sky brochure with all the information on Riders, videos, tapes, inspirational messages of all kinds, the great badges, the combs, who can forget the calendars, the great combs, and of course, all the great pictures and the great combs to be had from Two Slim's Mercantile.
Slim, you got a lot of combs, I guess.
Yeah, I really have a lot of combs.
I saw.
And as you can see, I have no further use for them. I bought thousands when I was in college, and
Slim, I saw you out back talking up into the sky frantically about the combs before the show. What's that all about?
I've been in communication with someone bigger than all of us, and he said, Slim, if you don't unload the combs by the end of the month, I'm calling you home. So help me out, friends.
Thank you, Slim.
I've seen Grand Rapids.
I wish I could hear this whole stirring testimonial, but it's time for us to pack up the saddlebags and move on
down the
trail.
Oh, I didn't give him the address, Ranger Doug.
Texas Bix will give it to him later. Let's us move on down the trail, saying tune in next week at the same time on the same station for Riders Radio Theater. And until we meet again, from all of us to all of you,
so long, saddle pals. It's been so good to see ya. Farewell, saddle pals. We really hate to leave ya, but the dogies are a-lowin'. Roundup time is nigh. A prairie moon is callin' from a starry western sky. So farewell, saddle pals. Our parting brings us sorrow. On down the trail, we'll find a bright tomorrow. Keep those faces smiling round your home corral. So until we meet again, goodbye, saddle.
For more information on Riders in the Sky and the fabulous Two Slims Mercantile.
Thank you.
Or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, write to Riders Radio Theater, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee, 37189. We don't have time for the rest of the credits tonight, so I'll give them to you next week. This is Texas Big Spender saying, so long, Saddle Pals.